Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 30th. God is the giver of all life. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 6:11-14. Jesse looked at his brand-new little sister through the hospital's nursery window. He couldn't believe that he was a big brother now. A nurse had taken a picture of him with the baby and mom and dad. Jesse thought Zoe was a great name, and easy to spell. She hadn't cried when they put her in his arms, and he held very still so she wouldn't get upset. She was very quiet, light, and fragile, like a china doll. And she was so tiny, her little foot could fit into the palm of his hand. Jesse's mom and dad had told him their reasons for choosing the name Zoe. They told him that God is the one who gives life, and Zoe is like the Greek word for life. They had prayed for a long time for a daughter. Jesse had been praying for a sister, too. And since God had given her life, they wanted to name her Zoe. The word quicken means to give life or to bring to life. God was the one who created Adam and Eve in the beginning, and he still gives life today. The Bible teaches that our times are in his hands and that he can give or take away life. What a great God we must have. Humans don't have that kind of power. Jesse couldn't have snapped his fingers and gotten a little sister. He had to pray for her and wait for God to give life. God is the one who gives all physical life. God is the giver of all eternal life, too. No normal human being has ever been able to raise himself from the dead like Jesus Christ did. Jesus could do that because Jesus is God. No normal human being has the power to take people to heaven, but Jesus Christ did. He even described himself as the way, the truth, and the life. He said that nobody could come to God the Father except through Jesus himself, God the Son. In 1 Timothy 6:11-14, the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy about what kind of Christian man he should be. He tells Timothy to run away from wickedness and temptation. He tells Timothy to try to be righteous, godly, faithful, loving, patient, and meek. In other words, Paul is encouraging Timothy to lay hold on eternal life and to live this earthly life in a right way. He gives Timothy a charge, command, to do these things in God's sight, and reminds him that God is the one who brings all things to life. Maybe Timothy wondered how it could be possible for any human being to live such a holy life as Paul was charging him to live. But he knew that God is the giver of all life, not just his physical life, but his eternal life. God is a great God, and we can ask him to help us when we need physical or spiritual help. Are you having trouble believing that you can live rightly? Are you having trouble waiting for God to take care of something you need? Keep praying, like Jesse and his family prayed for Zoe. Keep trusting in the God of the Bible. He is the same God who gives life to a little baby, and he is the same God who cared enough to give a way for a human sinner to live with him forever. If he's able to give all life and take care of all living things, then he is worthy of your trust and obedience. God is the giver of all life, so it makes sense to trust and obey him. How has God shown me in my life that he is the giver of all life? What should I do when I'm tempted to be doubtful of God or be unloving or impatient with people? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 30th.